Where did you like first start, or how did you get the idea or passion to start working as a dog whisperer?
I get that question now quite a bit, actually, Justin. Thank you for asking. I first started going to a dog training club with our very first Siberian Husky, and that was in 1990. And I was, cut a long story short, I was asked to be a training instructor because I think they saw that they maybe I had some talent there and some interest, and that led to becoming an instructor. And then I started to self-teach a lot because there wasn't much credible courses going on at that stage. That led to doing some classes myself, and then I started getting more into the field of behaviour, which is what I actually prefer rather than training. Training's easy, it's great. You can teach nice, simple, basic commands to dogs. I love the tough nuts. I like the anxieties and helping dogs that have got antisocial behaviour and that are fearful. So I wanted to learn more about the behaviour side of things, and so one thing led to another, and I've been doing that full time for a long time now.
Can you go into a bit into what type of behavioural techniques you employ with those sort of problem dogs?
Absolutely. So my methods aren't that of hurting and harming. It's about using the brain and not the brawn. I'm not into intimidating dogs or people or putting down. It's more about empowering, and empowering through being smart and trying to bring the best out of the dog as much as we can, because some dogs have got their limitations with how good we can get some. Sometimes not all is what it seems. And what I mean by that is I have many clients that I see whose dogs will make a little move and they just about have a coronary because they think their dogs go to have a go, but in fact all it's doing is performing a little ritualistic play style, and it means well, but because one hasn't actually been exposed to that safely or other people have interpreted it wrong, you start believing that your dog's actually pretty bad. So in a lot of cases we've got major breakthroughs where the dog's actually not as bad as what the client might have thought. So
it's like a misinterpretation of body language?
Yes, Justin. Yeah, no, very much so. Misinterpretation of the gestures, a lack of understanding about what it does mean. The interesting thing, which is my topic, my favourite topic, which is body language, is some of the signs that our dogs display could mean one thing and it could be another. And I always teach you must look at it in the context that it's happening. And in addition to, we must look at what the other dogs are doing. If you've got another confident dog at the end of the lead, so to speak, who's doing their, yeah, I got your facial features, I know what your motivation is, it's pure, you just want to play, you don't want to have a go at me, let's do it. So other dogs are actually sometimes better at interpreting the other dog's motivations than what us humans can be.
And what would be your top five tips to give dog owners?
Okay, so in general, just please observe your dog. Don't be mentally absent, meaning don't be on your mobile or don't be chatting to people at the park. Please watch your dog and have a look and see what's going on at the park or wherever you might be, just even walk it on the footpath. So just tune in with your dog and observe. The other one is be clever. Don't sort of, be too quick to listen to what other people are saying and what their interpretations might be, because basically our dogs are very real. They're not fake. They don't pretend to behave in a certain way. So just be clever to identify, what might be happening. Really tune into what your dog's body language is saying. I can't, express that enough. And just observe it in the context of the piece of information that you're looking at. What does it mean when it's interacting with this dog? What does it mean when it's at home? What does it mean when it's with this stranger? And that'll give you a lot more guidance.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Elise. Thanks, Justin.